It's time for the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show. Join us as we take a look back at last week's game and look ahead to this week's matchup. Now, with head coach Bo Culver, here's your host, Chuck Hammer.
Welcome into the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show with head coach Bo Culver. I'm your host, Chuck Hammer, and we're talking about the Tigers for yet another week as the playoffs roll along in some unfamiliar territory, at least in recent memory for Deschler. They've had a tremendous amount of success over the years, but have not been this far in the playoffs in quite some time, and we're talking about semifinal action, and that's because last week Deschler on the road, it was Thanksgiving weekend, and the Tigers hit the road and went to Hoke's Bluff and won 20-14. Let's bring in the head coach, Bo Culver. How you doing this week, Coach?
Man, I'm fantastic and blessed, sir. God's good. We're happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing well, Coach. And, yeah, let's jump right into things. Hoke's Bluff, leading into that game, I didn't know a ton about this year's Hoke's Bluff team, but I had seen them as recent as last year, and I knew how good they were. I know how tough they are to play at home, but you guys went down there mentally strong, played a great ball game, stuck to your game plan, and you guys were able to get the win 20-14.
Yes, sir, we were a very, very good football team. I mean, they returned a ton off last year's team, who was obviously a very good football team. Quarterback was back. Their top two receivers were back. Their running back, who's an absolute stud, was back. And I think they had four of their five offensive linemen back. And so that's just offensive and defensive. A lot of those guys are playing some spots there. But, man, very, very talented football team, very well-coached football team. I think we talked about last week, anytime you're playing a guy in the field is named after him, he's done a really, really good job there. Been there for a long time. And, man, Coach Robinson does a great job with those guys. They're very well coached.
One thing that I've got to say about the last 2 weeks you've played, not just against Hoke's Bluff, but the week before against Fayette County, and I guess we could go back to Anniston as well, but especially these past 2 weeks, your team has jumped out on the opponent. And I mean, you've gotten a multiple touchdown lead. How important is that to establish and get a lead, especially when you're on the road these past couple weeks?
I think that's been huge. But one thing we have done is we said that, but we've also been down 7-0 in every game. And so in all three rounds, which is fine. We don't mind. I mean, we joke about how that happens. But, getting the lead is huge, especially when you can play with the lead in the playoffs. I think a lot of teams look at us as we're a spread team. We've got some talented receivers. I think I told you last week that I told Brian Hogan and Will Pilgrim that they would have to have big weeks, and they were good players, and both of those guys had some tremendous catches, got them the ball, they did some things with it, and they were really a big part of our success. I think people anticipate that we're going to sling all over the park. That's just not who we are. If the defense gives us that, dictates that, we will, but we also can run the football effectively, and when you're able to get up with a lead, you can do that, try to chew some clock, and go ahead and help your defense out by letting them stay on the sideline a little longer.
When you look at the stat sheet and the story of the ball game, some of the names pop out that are usual suspects, if you will. Andre Poe had an interception. Channing Marmon with a big game. We also see Hayden Stutz, did a lot for your team. But here's a name that I was reading the story this morning and I have not been familiar with. Hadn't heard you say much about him on our show. Not that he has not done a lot for the team this year, but just hadn't had a whole lot of press. And that's Chip Peters had a big interception. And just talk about his contribution to the team on Friday night.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, Chip is a young man. He is a sophomore four, so an underclassman. He's going to be a very, very good football player. He's a very good football player. But he's also playing behind some guys, plays inside linebacker for us, and he's playing behind guys like Grant Wisdom, Ben Whitlock, Cruz Wallace, even outside backer Greg Champion and Jake Statham. And so he's playing behind some very, very good football players, and it's been a rep guy for us this year at times, and it's even mixed in some defensive end, doing some things well for us. But Chip's a fantastic football player. He's only going to get better. Was very proud of him. Talked our moment. He was only not mention another guy's name. He's only on the field last week in the punt return situation because, we talk about doing things right. And we had a young man who kind of violated some kind of team rules deal. And so he was not on the field in our punt block punt return situation. And that's the reason Chip was. And so, so credit him for finding a way to make a play when he was on the field right there. And it was a huge, huge play in the game. And very proud of him, very proud of our team, and just the way we kind of overcome and fought through some adversity all year, because we did the other night. I mean, we take the first drive down and get to the one and get a penalty and wind up not scoring. You know, they go down and score. Same thing our second drive. We go there and get in plus territory in the red zone and have back-to-back penalties and wind up not scoring. And so, you know, it was just a game where our guys had to fight, and they did. I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't matter what level of football you're at, and I know you realize this, Coach. I'm talking to the listeners here. It doesn't matter what level of football, high school, college, or pro, when you go on a run like you guys have done here to the semifinals or in college, if you make it to a conference title game or a big bowl game or in the NFL, you make it to deep into the playoffs, you have a game like this, and I know Chip Peters gets the credit this week, but I'm sure there's been guys each and every week in these wins in the playoffs that maybe didn't do a whole lot during the regular season, but they're having to step up in different roles for your team, and that's the reason why you get to this point. It's not just because you've got guys that are playing on another level, but everybody's contributing.
Well, it is, sir. That's the thing. We tell our guys all year long, and we continue to tell them that, you know, you have no idea what play is going to be the play of the game. Or there may be 10 plays of the game. And so since you can't dictate that as a player, the only thing you can control is your effort each and every play. And that's always our mantra is 1-0. You know, because each play, each rep, we want to win that rep and win that play and be the best we can on that play. And we've definitely had some situations, you know, in the last few weeks, we've had big play moments where our guys have made plays and have been where they're supposed to be. And once again, you know, I'm going to give a lot of that credit to my coaches who are coaching our guys up. You know, and our guys know, I mean, they believe in our coaches. You know, I told them this at halftime the other night. I said, have they shown you anything you haven't seen? Everybody's, no, sir. I said, did your coaches have you prepared? Yes, sir. I said, well, let's go finish the second half because it's going to be the same way. It'll be the same way this week. I've got a tremendous, tremendous staff who works hard. Who loves our kids and puts them in great situations to be successful. And our kids are rallying and responding and doing what they're coached to do.
One thing that I noticed here as far as what your defense did, and that is Darian Meads is such a talented running back, a young man that's going to play on Saturdays. And he has averaged over 200 yards per rushing per game this year in this matchup against you guys. Now, I guess for some it would be a good night, but for him this was a night that night to forget. 23 carries and 106 yards, held 100 yards under his average. You guys did a fantastic job bottling him up.
We did, sir, and I'm even going to be honest with you, that 106 is wrong. It's 94. I've checked it twice just because, you know, that 100-yard mark is big. And look, sometimes when guys are keeping live stats, a couple here go to a guy, but it is. I mean, but just know whether it's 106, whether it's 94, doesn't matter. It's well under his average, and it wasn't like he didn't have the carries. He had 24 carries, 25 carries, And man, it was just a great job. And that's a testament to our coaches, a testament to our kids. But once again, that goes back to teams we've played. And this is no disrespect to Anniston, to Fayette, to Hoke's Bluff, to Audion, or to UMS Wright. But we truly believe that nobody we're going to play is going to be the best team we've played all year. And that's part of our schedule. You know, playing Muscle Shoals, playing Jasper, those are two very good football teams, you know. We're not going to see anybody that can match Muscle Shoals' athleticism. We're not going to see anybody that can match the sheer size that Jasper showed us. And so we've kind of used that to rally our guys and understand, look, we're going to see very, very good football teams, and you're going to see football teams that are capable of beating you, but you're not going to see anybody better than what you've already seen. And so you know, our guys did a great job the other night, I think, just flying to the football, game tapping him. He's a big back. I mean, he's 220 pounds, and he runs behind his pad. He's very physical. But we did a good job of getting him on the ground, and that's what you have to do to good backs. And we did that, bottled him up, and like I said, guys just trusted the game plan, and guys tackled well.
Deschler gets the win on the road 20-14 against Hoke's Bluff, and they live to fight another day, and that another day will be Friday night semifinal action. They'll be playing for a chance to go to Auburn and the state championship game. But they've got an opponent in their way, and that's Aniana. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Redskins. You're listening to the Deschler Coaches Show here on Fox Sports Shoals. Welcome back into the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show here on Fox Sports Shoals. We appreciate you tuning in and listening here. And we're also going to have this playing on our pregame show as we get ready for the matchup. That's right, we're going to have the ball game on the air. We go on the air at 6 o'clock to preview this matchup and also the Mars Hill Pickens County game. So exciting to have football in the Shoals. I've only lived here 2 years. This will be year number three for me, and this is the first time we've had a school make it to the semifinals, and we've got two playing, and we root for both Deschler and Mars Hill this week, and we want to see both those teams playing down in Auburn. But we've got to focus in on the opponent this week, and it's the Redskins. Aniana and Coach, I guess this is a team that's familiar to us as a broadcast team. I wasn't over there when they took on Brooks in round number one, but they went to Brooks and beat them 43-34. And I guess what we take away from this is that region was pretty tough, and I know they dealt with some injuries throughout the year, but coming in as a four seed, they've had quite a run.
Oh, they have, sir. Very, very good football team. They're very talented at the receiver position, led by, I think, Jaden Kent, who's a Troy signee, or will be a Troy signee. He's a Troy commit. Their quarterback, Tavares Hill, is a big, strong athlete, very good athlete, a very good quarterback. They've got three other receivers that one 6'4", the other two are 6'3", so they're big. They're going to throw more 50-50 balls than probably any high school team we've seen all year, or that maybe I've seen in the past. That's kind of just their offense. It's become their offense. It's just a 50-50 ball, and their guys do a good job of going up and getting it up. They did. Played Brooks very well in the first round, and then they have come through DAR and Good Hope, who are not traditional powers, but who both had very, very good years this year, and we get them right here at the chat.
Now, I know some coaches don't want to do it, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway, Coach. When you look at scores in the playoffs, they've, it was a 36 point win against DAR. They only gave up 8 points and a 21 point win against Good Hope. And that Brooks game was a lot closer than the past two ball games. And that's got to make you feel good as far as the level of competition. You've seen Brooks before. Obviously, that wasn't your guys' best night. In fact, it may have been your worst night of the year.
It was 100% our worst night. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But we all know, everybody listening, and me and you know, you play that game 10 more times, you're probably never going to get an outcome like that. But talk about what the challenges are and what you guys pose to them that are going to be challenges to them that you do.
Yes, sir. I mean, and I do. They've like I said, Good Hope and DR have had fantastic years. They're both very, very good football teams. I think we pose a little different threat from an athletic standpoint and also from a physical standpoint than what they've seen. I mean, this is once again a testament to our kids and a testament to our play, our coaches. I think that that's what Coach Robertson kind of mentioned after the game. And I know he mentioned, I think, their paper as well, that, we were probably more physical than they've seen all year. And typically Hope's Bluff is the more physical team and kind of imposing their will. And so, I think our physicality is going to be something that they probably haven't seen in a while, and maybe since the regular season. And once again, that's not taking anything away from teams they've played. I just think that's how we're different. Also from an athletic standpoint, I mean, we've got some guys that run well, that can get to the ball well, and I think that can contest some of the 50-50 balls they want to throw. I mean, this is a semifinal matchup. Neither team is here by accident. It's hard to luck your way into the semifinals, and so they deserve to be here just like we do, and we do. I definitely think we pose some problems for them just like they do for us.
I'm going to put you on the spot here because I've talked to other coaches throughout this year's playoffs and previous playoffs, and I'm just curious, Coach. I know you got film, and film is going to give you pretty much everything you want, but do you reach out to Brad Black? Do you talk to Brad Black since he's faced them?
I don't, sir. I mean, I know people do that. I know people are, and also, too, just in this business, you have friendships and things like that, and I think their staff is kind of close with some guys at Aniana and stuff, and so I don't know that, it may be a week that probably wouldn't be a good idea for us this week. I don't, because sometimes you're going to put people in tough spots, and I'm a, blood is thicker than water type guy, and so I don't, because at the end of the day, I mean, I can look at the film and I can see it, and I'm just seeing what somebody else, what somebody else is pulling out there. And two, I coach our team. You know what I mean? And those guys are coaching their team. So it's hard for them to say, you know, they may have saw something they like, but it may be based on their personnel. And so we typically, you know, we typically don't do that. Maybe in a dire situation or if we're just confused about something or if, man, we just, you know, maybe I just trust somebody or know somebody really well, I might do that. But, you know, so I haven't done that all playoffs and you know, we wasn't going to start this week.
Well, like I said, I put you on the spot. I probably should have asked you before, but
no, that's fine. I'm open book, man.
Hey, and I'm one of those people. I've talked to other coaches this playoffs run that they reach out and they talk to other coaches from other regions and other coaches, even though, you know, you've got the film and I don't know what you gather from just talking to another coach that's faced them that you don't get on the film, but I guess some coaches, it makes them feel more comfortable. And before we get into anything else, I want to say a fantastic article was written about you in the Times Daily by one of my good friends, Craig Thomas, and great, you know, people in the local media business here.
Yes, sir.
Just kind of outlining what you know, your career and how you've come through the ranks, and it's a fantastic article. Check that out at Times Daily. And Coach, one thing I didn't realize, because you're younger looking at least than me and you are the same age, so
yes sir.
You know, you've done some great things in your early coaching career. I still say early. I don't think 34 is old, Coach.
I do not either. I feel pretty young, and I still try to stay pretty active and get after these guys, man. And but at the same time, you look at it, I've been doing it over a decade now. It's I guess in my mind, because of where I started my career at an early age being a head coach, is I still kind of see myself as the young pup. And then I get to thinking, and I got several guys on my staff who are you know, younger than me. And I'm like, man, I'm not anymore. You know, I'm the kind of guy that's, you know, you've been doing something for 11 years. You know, you kind of, you're not young at it anymore. But I forget that too sometimes. But I really believe you're only as old as you feel, and I don't feel old. I feel young and love what I do.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, just run through the history of this matchup real quick for you. Aniana and Deschler's met three times overall. At least that's what the Alabama High School Football Historical Society tells me. 2-1, the Redskins hold the advantage in the win-loss category. And the last time these two teams met, Aniana won 48-20 in 2011, but that's in the distant past. That has nothing to do with Friday night. And just specifics on the Redskins, they're 10-3 on the year. They've outscored their opponents 391-303. They went 4-3 in the region, 5-1 at home, and 5-2 on the road. Wrapping things up here with Coach Bo Culver as we get ready for the game this Friday night. I guess, Coach, how important is it to get this one at home?
You know, I think it's huge. You know, we started the playoffs at home. You know, we're going to have a chance to, you know, I told our guys, this is all you can ask for. The finals are played in Tuscaloosa and Auburn now. And so, you know, the very last chance you would have to be at home is in the semifinals. And so for our kids to be able to play the last game that they could possibly play at home, is impressive, man. It's just great. It's a testament to the way they fought all year. It's just a testament to what we've overcome, to what we're doing. And, you know, kind of we talked about our monsters 1-0, but we've also adopted the philosophy of one fold down because, you know, our coaches talk about it. We could write a book on just kind of the craziness of this year, man, the turmoil of this year, and just stuff our kids have went through as individuals, stuff we went through as a team, that a lot of that probably nobody knows, and that's fine. I mean, we don't want anybody to know. That's internal stuff. But just the way our kids have responded, the way they came together, played, competed, just so happy for them that they get it right here at home and get to send our seniors out with what's good Lord willing going to be a win in their last game at the Chap.
Injury-wise, real quick, what do you got? Did you have anything in Hoke's Bluff?
No, so we're ready to go, man. We're good. We come out healthy, and we're going to be at full strength and just ready to go compete and play.
Final question. You get it every week. I know you're ready for it. What does Deschler have to do to get the win on Friday night?
Just be who we've been the last few weeks. And us, a team that plays together for four quarters, that believes in each other, that understands whether we're down 7, down 14, or up 21, that we've got to keep playing until the final snap of the fourth quarter. And, one thing that we were able to do last week and really the last couple of weeks is take care of the ball fairly well. You know, we had a poor turnover against Fayette that our defense held good. But outside of that last week, we, you know, we turned it over on downs a few times. I wish we hadn't still turned over. But if we just take care of the football, you know, give our guys chances to put the ball in the end zone, but also not put our defense in a bad situation. Our defense is playing really, really well. And that's also kind of, you know, once again, I know people look at me as an offensive guy, an offensive minded I am, and offensive guys always want to score 40 plus. But you also got to be a head coach and understand that when your defense is playing well, don't put them in bad situations. And that's what we're trying to do, just trying to let our defense go out and be here they are and let our offense be here they are and just go play. If we take care of the football and play Dexter football, then we're going to be fine.
Howard Chapel Stadium, the side of the ball game, 7 o'clock Friday night as they take on Aniana for a chance to go to Auburn and play for the state championship, and that'll be coming up next week. But, Coach, I know that the weather might be messy on Friday night. At least that's what the forecast looks like. But one thing that I am assured of with what's on the line, you could have a typhoon, and that place is going to be packed on Friday night.
Yes, sir. Well, the good news we're going to get is it's going to be a little warmer temperatures than what we've seen this week and than what we've seen the last couple ball games. So, you know, even if it is a little wet, it's not going to be a freezing wet. You know, I think it's going to be a mid-50s wet and stuff. And so that's not bad, man. Just come on out to the chap and enjoy some good football.
Good luck, Coach, and we hope we're talking to you one more time this year. Well, maybe twice. We want to talk to you after this win, getting ready for the state championship, and hopefully after a state championship victory. So hopefully we're going to talk two more times this year. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll be talking to you.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless and go Tigers.
Join us next week for more high school football talk on your sports leader, WSBN.